This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we women have been worrying about this for decades. I remember my mom was concerned when one of her friends died of breast cancer in her 40s, and she's like, should I maybe not be dyeing my hair? Do you think the dye is seeping into my skin? And, you know, we're like, well, it could be. I mean, gosh, you know, your forehead is always dark for 3 days after. And I, you know, and the stuff smells up the house. These are some pretty heavy chemicals. But, you know, unfortunately, family members of mine did get breast cancer. I don't blame the hair dye. But it's always been something that for us women, it's been in the back of our heads. We're smelling these chemicals. It's so close to our, you know, our face. We do it so often, not to mention our scalp is absorbing the chemicals. You know, could it hurt you? Well, another study has found that it could increase our risk of breast cancer 14%. This study comes out of London. Professor Kefa Mokbel conducted the study. He's a breast cancer surgeon at Princess Grace Hospital in London. He reviewed studies looking at links between hair dyes and cancer and reported the following, quote, although further work is required to confirm our results, our findings suggest that exposure to hair dyes may contribute to breast cancer risk. In the Sunday Times, a London paper, Dr. Mokbel recommends women who color their hair, recommends that women color their hair no more than 5 times a year. I know, I am so screwed. I am so screwed. Jeez. He also encourages using products with natural ingredients like beetroot, rosehip, and henna. Now, like I said, this isn't the first time we've been, you know, talking about this. There was a study in June where the findings looked at a study of more than 4,000 women and use of dark brown or black hair dyes by black women was tied to a 51% greater risk of breast cancer. And whites who used hair relaxers had 74% higher odds. And, you know, and so hair relaxers, rather than perms, those to maybe smooth or straighten. They say while the study found a possible link between the hair products and breast cancer risk, again, it did not prove a connection. They say our findings do not suggest that simply using hair dyes, relaxers, or both will cause a woman to get breast cancer. The reality is that we regularly encounter a variety of harmful exposures, which we have no control over. So, you know, scientists have been looking at bladder cancer, leukemia, breast cancer, no definitive findings yet. The American Cancer Society says most studies looking into hair dye and breast cancer have not found a link between the two. Now, this study in June, they looked at 4,200 white and black women in New York City and New Jersey about their past use of hair care products. Their ages ranged from 20 to 75, and nearly 2,200 of them were breast cancer survivors. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to look at those who had breast cancer and those who didn't, look at their hair dyeing patterns. They say the products included dyes, chemical relaxers, deep conditioning creams containing cholesterol or placenta. Really? You put placenta on your hair? Cholesterol is used as a moisture restorer, and placenta is sold as a hair repairer. And the study found black women who use dark dyes had a 51% greater risk of developing breast cancer overall. The risk for developing estrogen receptor-positive breast cancer was 72% higher. So, again, they can't say that it was the hair products because if African Americans are more prone to breast cancer, that how do you prove it's the hair straightener or the hair dye, etc.? But the key to these chemicals and our cosmetics are your parabens and your phthalates, which we've talked about on the show many times. Your parabens are used in a variety of cosmetics, including moisturizers, foundations, makeup, body washes, deodorant, fragrance products, but also hairspray. Now, this is where I'm freaked out about hairspray, because I've been spraying my hair. You guys know I got a lot of hair, so I will spray it up. We're talking like 1960s style, right? Good morning, Baltimore. That kind of hairspray. They are antimicrobial, these parabens. And that's why they're used in makeups, because they help ward off pathogens. You don't want a pathogen in your hairspray that you spray into your breathing. You don't want bacteria on your makeup. This is why women could use old makeup and they don't seem to get skin infections as much as you would think. They can get skin infections, but not as much as you would think, because the parabens. So these chemicals are kind of crucial for, you know, keeping these things, you know, healthy for you. Unfortunately, parabens may mimic the hormone estrogen. So if you have an estrogen hormone mimicker and you have breast tissue that is just dying to be incited, right, by some estrogen and then proliferate, these parabens could be a stimulator or a inciter for breast cancer. Again, not confirmed, though. And then the phthalates. The phthalates are used in a variety of cosmetics as well as plastics like PVC piping, etc. And there has been some evidence that phthalates, such as diethyl phthalate, act as an endocrine disruptor and also can mimic estrogen as well. So, I mean, I wake up in the morning, right? I shower, so I have the soap. I use a Watermelon Kids body wash soap. I use that. Then I have my shampoo. Then I have my conditioner. Then I have a detangling solution. Then I have a finishing rinse. Then when I get out of the shower, I have a like a silk. It's called the silk. Silk therapy. It's like a oily silk therapy, something to make it look all smooth and shiny, right? Then I blow dry my hair. Then I hairspray like crazy after I blow dry the hair. Then I have to put on my eyeliner. Then I have to put on some mascara and some eyeshadow. Then I have to put on a foundation. But I like to put a base moisturizer before my foundation. Then I put on, right, rouge, blush, then lipstick. Then I have to put a body spray or perfume on and deodorant. Am I breathing any oxygen in the morning? Don't go away. We'll be right back. We got to talk condoms. And don't we always? 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Newsweek reports that one of the most common excuses men have is that their package is too big to wear a condom. Okay, this is being reported by Newsweek. I'm just here to report the news, okay? I will give commentary. Trust me, I have a lot of commentary on this one. But condoms now have to be custom fit for people who are too big to wear condoms. All right, so they say some have taken to social media to debunk this belief. Singer Zara Larsson Instagrammed a photo of a condom stretched over her foot and nearly up to her knee, but so for those who insist a condom just doesn't fit their statistically average-sized member, a Boston-based company may have the solution, custom-fit condoms. I want to see that picture. Hold on a second. Zara Larsson stuck her foot in a condom? Hold on a second. I will explain this to you. Trust me, I'm very good at broadcasting. I will be able to explain. She's a singer, Zara Larsson. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, Zara Larsson, kind of, let me bring up the image of, I guess she has a condom on her foot. It looks like it's cutting off the blood circulation, though. Huh. All right, well, good for her. Yeah, because I thought that was ridiculous. I mean, latex stretches. I mean, have you ever put on a latex glove? It works. So anyway, the condoms are called My One Perfect Fit. And they are available in 60 different sizes with 10 different lengths and 9 circumferences. After years of dedication and hard work, we are thrilled to announce a condom that will finally address complaints about fit. This is according to David Weedle, president of One Condoms. He said in a statement, "You might be able to squeeze your large hands into a size small glove, but it doesn't mean it will be be comfortable to wear. If it don't fit, acquit." Okay, wrong story. The FDA classifies condoms as Class 2 medical devices. Yeah, I'm sure it's charged under Obamacare. And Class 2 medical devices is the most common class and includes items like pregnancy tests, powered wheelchairs. For years, the agency required the standard condom to be a minimum of 6.69 inches long. Now, remember, because it has to fit on an erect penis. They say, however, this recently changed, as studies have found that the average erect penis is actually more than an inch shorter. So 5.69 inches long. On a study on 1,600 sexually active men in the United States, the research found that the average erect penis was 5.57 inches long. Now, I know many of you guys want to put the show on pause to go and measure, so go ahead. 5.57 inches is, for the United States, the average erect penis size. So I'll give you guys some time to do that. Go ahead, go. We're waiting. Go ahead, it's okay. I know you want to measure yourselves. Go. Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, you can't measure yourself. It has to be erect when you measure yourself. We're waiting. It's okay. Go ahead. You know, if you don't have a ruler, what you could do is you could take a piece of paper and you could like put a pencil marking on where, and then you could just measure it later. Everybody done? Okay. Yeah, you see? Okay, so now you're feeling good. Yeah, if the average is 5.5, you guys are fine. You're all fine. Look, I'm a family doctor. I practiced for years. Trust me. Everybody thinks they're smaller, and it's like you're a normal. You have a normal size nose. You have normal size ears. Your elbows are fine. Your knees are fine. Everybody seems to panic about their body parts. It's ridiculous. Anyway, previously available condoms only fit 12% of men, according to a statement. They say the most common fitting complaints were that the condoms were too long, short, wide, loose, or tight. But the new line of condoms will fit 9 out of 10 men. That's what the company is boasting. Since the condoms went on sale in the U.S., customers bought all of the sizes within hours. Now, how do you know? Is there an app? How do you know what size you are? See? That's... Oh, maybe what they do, you know, like a lot of these women's clothes companies, they say you could try it on, and if it doesn't fit, send it back. I'm wondering if that's what the condom company does. Anyway, so the quote, "My One has the potential to change people's perception of condoms and ultimately reduce the number of unintended pregnancies and STI occurrences." Weedle, founded the company in 1987, said, "We're committed to bringing a smart solution to market by offering comfortable condoms at affordable pricing, and we're giving away 1 million condoms to help men find their fit. Only a third of men in the U.S. aged 15 to 44 wore a condom during their last sexual encounter." Now, that was from the CDC. Get that? I'm going to repeat that. The CDC states that only a third of men in the U.S. aged 15 to 44 wore a condom during their last sexual encounter. So Weedle hopes this will change. One customized rubber at a time. Snap. Here's the thing. Newsweek probably gave him one hell of a commercial, but I gotta tell you, that is some smarts there. Even if the average condom will fit, a lot of people don't like to wear it. We were just discussing this last week. You know, I don't know what it would feel like as a guy. You know, it's easy for me as a lady to say, yeah, go wear the condom. But if the guy doesn't want to and it feels like it's constrictive and they don't feel the sensation of sex and they're not enjoying it, they're not going to want to. Or they may want to manipulate the condom such that they could feel at least parts of it. Well, any hole, any tearing of that condom can unfortunately put people at risk for STIs or STDs. Yeah, they call it STIs now. I hate that. Rather than sexually transmitted diseases, it's a sexually transmitted illness, meaning rather than a disease, it's an illness so you can cure it, etc. But the problem is STI, it's just harder for me to say than STD. It's just easier to say D. But anyway, you know, if people don't want to wear them, they're not going to wear them. It's like if people don't want to diet, they're not going to diet. If people want to get high, you know, they're going to want to get high. You know, so, you know, you can offer a whole, you know, you can offer more variety, and that may help a small subset, but honestly, if we have a third of young men not wanting to wear condoms, that's a problem. And I think many people think that these STIs are now illnesses and not diseases. So, they're easy to get and easy to treat. So, fine. If I get gonorrhea, all I have to do is take a Z-Pak and I'm good. Well, that's not exactly what you need to do, but, you know, you need to get a shot, and you need to take Zithromax as well, but it's people think, well, it's an illness, it's like getting a cold. I do what I have to do, and I'm done. Yeah, but if you give it to other people, and then they spread it, and now we have super gonorrhea, so, you know, I don't know what to do about the condom thing. We're in a world where sex is so rampant and, you know, people don't wait to be in long-term relationships anymore. And TV and, you know, movies, they just make it so, you know, they make it look like this is what you're supposed to be doing. This is just, you know, you're not living life if you're not bouncing around, you know, sex partners. And I just don't know how women do it. Maybe it's because when I grew up, you know, I was trained by my family that if I had a lot of sex before I met Mr. Right, he wouldn't want me because I would have been like a used shoe. And so, you know, I was, you know, and then, you know, when you started dating my husband, I'm like, wait a second, I'm not very experienced. He may not want me because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. And to this day, I'm still horrible in bed. And I always wondered if maybe if I was a hoochie mama, maybe I would be a lot better in bed than I was, or I am, or attempt to be, or I used to be. I don't know. But we're in a different world right now. Yeah. Oh, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Last week, one of you asked me about a sex class. Are there sex classes? Now, what they were referring to, I don't have the email in front of me. They were watching a movie where the person, I think it was like in Forgetting Sarah Marshall or whatever, but there was a movie where one of the actresses wanted to save the relationship, and she had said that she even went to sex classes. So, do sex classes exist? Now, my guess is they do. I'm actually going to try to Google this. I doubt it's anything that insurance or Obamacare would pay for, but my guess is there are. Oh, remember old school? Remember when there was for her wedding gift, her friends got her a class. Don't go there. But, there are sex classes that not very easily advertised that I guess teach people how to do things, you know, breakthroughs, advances, certain skills. Some people just don't know, what to do, but they're not, I just can't, you know, recommend anything that, you know, I would say is, run by a sex therapist, or, you know, sex therapists may run their own classes. I would be very careful about going online. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a couple of the emails that I've gotten over the past few months have had to do with sick leave and the flu and the running out of sick leave and not getting enough sick leave and mandated employers give more. And so, you know, I decided to write a little article and give you guys some suggestions, because it's going to get ugly in the next few months as we're coming to into a flu season that they are expecting to be a bad one. And many of you have already used up your sick leave. All right? And that's a problem. All right? If I was a boss, I would be like, are you kidding me? You already used up all your personal and sick leave, and now we're coming into flu season, and now, what are you going to do? And for those of you that really used it genuinely, not taking off just to take off, you know, to lay out by the pool, but you actually took the leave off genuinely because you needed to or you had a medical issue or whatever, you just don't have enough to get you through the year. And, you know, one of you also asked me how much is appropriate. 4 weeks vacation sick leave, if you have 4 weeks vacation plus a few weeks of sick leave, that means 6 weeks a year. That's a lot. I mean, I would say, wow, that's awesome. Maybe it's not. See, to me, that's a lot because I never got more than that. I got, I think at my most, I got 2 weeks. I took 2 weeks off maternity, and I'm not saying that's right, but I just did, and then I went back to work 2 weeks after having my baby. I mean, I didn't think twice. It was hard to try taking the baby to work. It was miserable. It was, you know. But then again, I couldn't expect my boss to pay for it. So, things will change, and we will be able to eventually get more sick leave time for employees. But, you know, from an employer standpoint, I'd like to come up with ways so employers don't want to fight it. And I understand it's very, very expensive. You know, you have somebody that calls out, and so let's say we're coming into Christmas season, Christmas shopping season, and this is a busy time, and you need to have all hands on deck, and people call out sick because they have the flu, or they're sick, etc. Now, you need to make sure you hire an extra person just to make sure that you cover their post. Well, if you have 5 employees, that may get, that means you have to hire another 5 people. And that can be very, very difficult. And I've seen places where they're understaffed. Somebody called out sick. You see it. I see it in restaurants. I see it in stores. I see it in, you know, and an employer that doesn't hire enough will lose business. But then employees are very, very expensive. And as we talked, each employee could be very, very risky. There could be workers' comp, sexual harassment, a variety of things, which is why, you know, unfortunately, a lot of companies are going towards automation. So what we want to do is we want to entice, okay, we want to entice employers to give you more sick leave. And I think I have some ways to do it. So what I did is I wrote an article on employers and how they can improve employees' health. If your employees aren't healthy, then your business isn't healthy. And so, one thing I do suggest that all employers do is offer the flu shot. They say, according to the CDC, 20% of Americans get the flu each year. This costs businesses $87 billion a year. Now, the cost of supplying the flu shot pales in comparison to a fifth of your workforce calling out sick during the busy season. So maybe bring in a nurse, bring in a flu shot clinic, have them give the flu shot for free. Your staff, and the staff can sign consents and all that other stuff so you don't get sued if they have a reaction to it. But it's economical, it's life-saving, so I would suggest that. Now, when it comes to sick leave, I understand, okay? Some people will use their sick leave when they're not sick. I get that. And some employers will say, okay, well, go get a work note. And we've talked about that on the show, how you're feeling sick, you just want to stay in bed, and now you have to get up, you have to sit in a doctor's office for 3-4 hours just to get a work note to prove that you were sick when you could have stayed home and got better. I understand that, but I also understand why, you know, employers are doing that. If you're taking off sick leave, and that's paid sick leave, and he's paying you to be home sick, there better be proof. That's why it's so controversial and it's so frustrating. So what I suggest employers do is, number one, begin the sick leave cycle during the flu season. See, a lot of people's leave periods renew or reaccrue July 1 or January 1. Why not have the new sick leave cycle start November 1? This will help increase the chance that the employee will have nice new sick hours ready to go when flu season hits. Okay? You're not taking anything away. You're not adding anything. Simple move. Move the sick leave cycle accrual to when flu season starts, around November 1. Cough and cold season. If it's earlier in your area, then October 1. Okay? Then, you want to make sure adequate hours are offered for both sick leave and personal leave. So, a cold, respiratory infection, stomach ailment, that could easily burn through 5 sick days. An employee taking off 1 or 2 days could still be contagious 3 days, day 4, day 5. So, them only having a couple days sick leave that they could take left, forcing them to come back to work, they could get other people sick. So, you want to make sure they have adequate blocks of sick leave. You know, they also have things called sick instances where employers could, rather than giving you days off and just maximizing the days off, you could maybe have, let's say, 3 sick instances a year. And that instance could last longer than what your sick leave is. But they're instances, as opposed to you going, oh, I'm taking a sick day off here or a sick day off here, using it as personal leave. You actually have, look, I have a sick instance, I'm going to be off the next few days to heal up, recoup, and that counts as one. Now, this is what I'd like to see. Offer a means to earn extra days of leave. If an employee wants to re-earn sick leave or personal hours for later in the year, offer incentives or work projects that allow employees to gain the extra days. Now, you got to be careful with labor laws, all right? You know, because, again, it's, you know, remember I told you, I had an employee who had taken off most of 1 week, so she wanted to the next week make up the extra hours. I was like, that sounds good to me. But I decided to call the labor board to make sure that was okay, and they're like, no, you're going to have to pay overtime. I go, but yeah, but the pay period, she wants to make 80 hours. So if she wants to work on the weekends and she wants to do this and stay late, and they're like, but if within a week period they're over 40, you got to pay overtime. Well, overtime, that's time and a half. That's a lot of money. So we kind of calculated it where she would make kind of the same as the pay. But it was for the average employer, they'd be like, okay, you know what? No. This is ridiculous. No. Plus, a lot of times, when I would have employees, you know, let them come in early or let them stay late, they weren't working. They were, you know, on the computer playing around. So it's making up extra hours that way doesn't seem to work. But what if an employer said, look, I have a project that I need getting done, okay? I need to get all these mailers out, or I need to get this, or I need to get this, or we need to, whoever, let's say, makes the most sales in this next week period earns a sick day. You see? And so throughout the year, you could earn extra sick leave. I think that's awesome. And I don't think it would violate any labor laws. And then institute an hours bank. If you have an hours bank where they could borrow from the bank of hours. So employees could donate hours, and then, so if an employee uses up all their sick leave or their personal leave or vacation leave and they need more, they could borrow some with the idea that they would have to repay, quote, in hours, the time back. The other thing I think employers should do is offer preventative screenings, like lifeline screening. Bring to work a screening. They could do aneurysms and osteoporosis, etc. And bringing medical to the office is amazing. Call 888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-LIFE.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. and $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook for Dr. Dolly Show. This is not what we want to hear. A woman contracts a rare bacterial infection after being on a 12-hour flight. She flew from Japan to Germany, and she got meningitis. This bacterial infection is transmitted when you're in close contact with other people, or if you do a lot of kissy-kissy, or if you live in close quarters with somebody who is sick, according to the World Health Organization. And this new report is only the third case ever reported of the disease being transmitted on an airplane. This is according to Yushi Hachisu of the Chiba Prefectural Institute of Public Health in Chiba, Japan. He helped investigate the case. Now, he presented the case last week at an infectious disease conference in San Diego. Now, meningococcal disease, or meningitis, is caused by Neisseria meningitidis. It's a bacteria that we do have a vaccine for. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And about 10% of the population carry this bacteria just on their own, without even showing illness. And they carry it in their nose and throat. But this bacteria could get very serious if it gets into the blood or the brain. In the brain, the bacteria could cause meningitis, which is a swelling of the membranes that cover the brain and the spinal cord, called the meninges. If it gets into the blood, you could get sepsis or septicemia. Now, the woman and her husband were both in their 50s. They were traveling from Japan to Germany on August 8, 2015. They happened to be on the same flight as a team of Scottish and Swedish scouts who were returning from the World Scout Jamboree, which is an international gathering of scouts ages 14 to 17. Six of those scouts later developed meningococcal disease in an outbreak that was linked to the attendance of that jamboree. I don't know if you remember us talking about that a couple years ago. The married couple did not sit directly to the scouts. They sat in a row behind and across the aisle from the Scottish scouts. They noticed that one of the scouts seated in front of them was coughing throughout the flight. Once they arrived in Germany, the couple then hopped onto another flight to Spain, where they went sightseeing. But a few days later, on August 11th, she felt tired and developed pain in her throat and a cough. Her husband developed pain in his throat and a mild fever. So they felt sick the rest of the trip, but felt better upon their return to Japan on August 16th. Yet September 19th, so now we're talking a month later, the woman developed a sudden high fever and chills, as well as pain in her joints. She went to four healthcare facilities and underwent tests before she was finally hospitalized on September 25th. The fluid in her joints tested positive for Neisseria meningitidis bacteria, which means she did have a blood infection that spread to her joints. Samples taken from the husband's nose and throat also tested positive for it, but he didn't get any further symptoms. So both the woman and her husband were infected with the exact same strain that caused the outbreak of the scouts when they looked into it deeper. The woman was treated with antibiotics and luckily lived. But meningococcal disease is rare in Japan, only 3 cases per 10 million people. So obviously this report suggests that on a plane, this couple was able to pick it up. Still, the risk of transmitting meningococcal disease on an airplane is very low. They say in 2005, however, officials in Australia reported cases of 2 people who got sick with meningitis after traveling on a flight from Los Angeles to Sydney. Officials determined that it was likely that one of the infected passengers spread the bacteria to the other passenger, or both of the infected individuals got the bacteria from another person on the flight who didn't appear to be sick. So the CDC recommends that passengers who sit next to somebody with meningitis on a flight that is more than 8 hours long just get antibiotics anyway, preventatively. The longer flight increases the chance of transmission. Now, some of you will be like, well, how the hell do I know? I mean, I'm sitting next to the guy. She'll say, hey, buddy, you got meningitis? He's like, what? No, no, leave me alone. Let me go back to sleep. They're not going to tell you. But if you feel like, if you later hear, let's say, in the news, okay, that a bunch of kids went to the jamboree, got sick with meningitis, and you're like, oh my gosh, I was on that same plane, you go to the doctor and we'll give you something to prevent you from coming down with it. Man, scary stuff. All right. A researcher out of the University of Arizona is experimenting with a new therapy to help treat rattlesnake bites. Dr. Vance Nielsen hopes that once it is ready for humans, the therapy could be administered like an EpiPen injected into a snake bite victim in the field to buy the person valuable time to get to the hospital for anti-venom treatments. Dr. Nielsen is professor and vice chair for research at the University of Arizona Department of Anesthesiology and College of Medicine, and generally, venom is harmful to the nervous system and will interfere with your normal function of blood. But in the case of blood, snake venom will either cause clotting or coagulation. This coagulation could cause a heart attack or a stroke. It could inhibit clotting like anticoagulation and cause you to excessively bleed. Now, his therapy includes injecting carbon monoxide into the venom to directly block its effects. He says there's a gigantic body of literature about how carbon monoxide can make things better or worse in human medicine. I was looking at the coagulation angle of it, which there are not many people studying that aspect of it. And he successfully showed that the therapy blocks 36 kinds of venom from interacting with animal and human plasma in test tubes. He also had successful results in live animal tests for at least an hour. All right, so now he's got to now try an EpiPen application method, which you would directly inject into the bite area on animals before any human tests, of course, are allowed. And antivenom right now is the standard treatment for snake bites. If you get bit by a snake, you don't bite it. You don't cut out the meat. You don't, you know, you basically try not to panic. You get yourself as quickly to a medical professional. Keep something cool on it, but don't be putting ice on it. And, you know, we don't even recommend tourniquets anymore for snake bites. But we got to get the antivenom, and we don't want you to panic because we don't want your heart rate going up, although that's always hard to do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance under the latest collectively bargaining agreement against NFL owners for collusion. Kaepernick has not gotten picked up by another team, despite their having issues with quarterbacks. And look at what's going on now with the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers is out with a collarbone fracture, clavicle fracture. And nobody is picking up Kaepernick. Apparently he has reached out to all 32 teams. Kaepernick is not going through the NFL Players Association, but has instead hired Dragos, who has represented several high-profile clients, including Michael Jackson, former NASCAR driver Jeremy Mayfield, and musician Chris Brown. The filing demands an arbitration hearing on the matter, says the NFL and its owners have colluded to deprive Mr. Kaepernick of employment rights in retaliation for Mr. Kaepernick's leadership and advocacy for equality and social justice, and his bringing awareness to peculiar institutions still undermining racial equality in the United States. Basically, his sitting out for the flag last year, he is claiming, has caused the NFL to not want to pick him up. Didn't he stink as a quarterback? I thought that was the reason. Kaepernick's attorney sent a copy of the complaint to the NFL PA, as well as the NFL and all 32 teams. He tweeted out a statement Sunday saying he filed the grievance only after pursuing every possible avenue with all NFL teams and their executives. If the NFL is to remain a meritocracy and principled and peacefully protest, and the owners themselves made their theater imitating weeks ago, should not be punished, and athletes should not be denied employment based on partisan political provocation by the executive branch of our government. Okay, so that's what his lawyer is saying. So, look, the NFL PA responded with a statement later, offering Kaepernick its support and reiterating its readiness to assist him, as we do all players. If nobody wants to pick him up, though, if he's not a good quarterback, then what are the teams supposed to do? So I wonder if this is going to be kind of like a, I don't want it to go this way. It's just not good. I'm not sure what the NFL is going to do. I think there are so many ways to protest peacefully, you know, but when you start, you know, dissing on the flag, you know, and what our veterans and people who have died for this country have done, you know, I think there are so many other venues. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.